Hare Krishna. The world determines our situations, but we determine our emotions. Suppose we are driving for an appointment and we get caught in a traffic jam. Now, as we get delayed and as we find that we are going to be late for the appointment, we may start feeling irritated. Such an emotion is natural, but it is not inevitable. That means that when we are caught in a particular situation, it is not necessary that that situation has to engender a particular emotion within us. So, the distance between situation and emotion is vital for our right response. Emotion is a part of our response, and the emotion shapes our response also. Now, the Bhagavad Gita underscores that our situation and our emotion, they are different because they have two different causes. In 13.21, it is stated that कार्य कारण कर्तृत्वे हेतु प्रकृतिरुच्यते पुरुषः सुख दुःखानां भोक्तृत्वे हेतुरुच्यते. So कार्य कारण कर्तृत्वे हेतु, कार्य here refers to the doer of action, and कारण refers to the doer of action. So action and its instrument, action and its consequence, whichever way you want to look at, कर्तृत्वे हेतु प्रकृतिरुच्यते, the cause of this is material nature. So here the word cause is used more in the fundamental or foundational sense to refer to the substratum where things happen. So action and reaction, they happen in the realm of nature. But purusha sukha dukkhanam bhoktrutve heturuchyate. But purusha, the soul, the living being, the person, sukha dukkhanam experiences happiness and distress, and that is caused by bhoktrutve, by the desire to enjoy. So to the extent we have the desire to enjoy, to that extent our consciousness gets locked within the particular object of enjoyment, and we subject ourselves to binaries such as pleasure and pain. Now, bhoktrutve hetuchyate, bhoktrutve. So if we can, this is not just a matter of enjoying, it is a matter of having a particular definition of enjoyment. So, it is a definition of enjoyment that locks our situation with our emotion. So, if, for example, if we had our definition of enjoyment as, our definition of success and happiness as impressing others, then we will be inordinately disturbed by the delay. And we may start ranting and cursing and doing all sorts of things like that. But if we have a balanced attitude, if we understand that we are at our core souls who are beyond the body, and if our sense of our definition of success comes not from our definition of enjoyment, is not based on the body and bodily circumstances, but it is based on our spiritual identity and our relationship with God, then we will not be disturbed by externals. Now, of course, it's not that, that does not mean that we will be negligent or irresponsible. We will be concerned, but not disturbed. With a due sense of responsibility, we will call that person, explain our predicament, apologize if necessary, and then try to rectify the complication, possibly by rescheduling the appointment. And in this way, we will ensure that we don't get emotionally worked up. So we have to work, but we don't have to get worked up while we're doing our work. And in general, the broad principle is that a proper understanding of our self-identity can unlock the bond, that is the chain-like connection that is there between emotion and situation. And that's how, even when there are provoking situations, we will be able to stay calm. Thank you. Hey.